Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, September 9th. The top stories for today. The Kuala Lumpur High Court was told today that members of the civil service were afraid of Datin Sri Rosmah Mansor, who was looked upon as a fierce woman and capable of influencing her husband, then Prime Minister Dato Sri Najib Tun Razak, in his decisions and actions. Rosmah's former special officer, Dato Rizal Mansor, stated that Rosmah had ordered him to set up a team of cyber troopers, individuals employed to disseminate political propaganda on the internet, who were paid 100,000 ringgit monthly and tasked with monitoring critical content of her on social media. Testifying against Rosmah in a bribe for contract trial, Rizal stated that he was hired into a special department under the Prime Minister's department dubbed the First Lady of Malaysia Office, when Najib was sworn in as Prime Minister in 2009. 4.2 million people in the country aged 21 and above who are eligible to vote have yet to register as voters. Deputy Minister in the Prime Minister's department, Dato Shahabuddin Yahya, said the figure represents 22% of the total number of Malaysians who are currently eligible to vote. The value of the loan moratorium on loan repayments to financial institutions, which came into effect on April 1st, is estimated at 81.9 billion ringgit as of August 28th. Finance Minister Tengku Datuk Sri Zafrul Abdul Aziz said, of the total amount, 28.6 billion ringgit was utilised by the business sector and the remaining 53.3 billion ringgit by individual borrowers. Tengku Zafrul said, as of August 28th, banks have contacted over 2 million borrowers, comprising individuals, small and medium enterprises and other companies, including corporate entities and commercial businesses, to offer loan repayment assistance. At least 10 people were killed while dozens more injured in a roadside bombing that targeted Afghan Vice President Amrullah Saleh Wednesday morning. The explosion left behind a scene of destruction. At least 10 shops were smouldering in the aftermath of the explosion that had also shattered windows of dozens of nearby homes, some with doors hanging off their hinges. Cars were wrecked and debris was scattered around. Amrullah, however, escaped the attack with only minor burns. The Taliban denied involvement in the attack, which comes just ahead of a long-awaited peace talk between the Afghan government and the Taliban in Qatar's capital, Doha. Popular American reality TV show Keeping Up with the Kardashians will be ending after 14 years. The show that chronicled the personal and professional lives of the California family will be airing its last season in early 2021. Keeping Up with the Kardashians had premiered in 2007 when Paris Hilton dominated headlines and Kim Kardashian was known as a close aide. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.